You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 81 degrees here on this Friday, August 22nd, 2025. Thanks for joining us for the second hour. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. I'm seeing now that Democrat mayor of Minneapolis has just made a statement on Omar Fateh's win is now overturned. That is the Democratic primary, the Somali Democrat primary winner for mayor of Minneapolis. And the Minneapolis Democrat mayor says that he thinks the race was rigged, citing missing ballots, insecure election machines, misproprieties. Let me see if I can get some of the things that he said here.
This is not a scenario where you need to take my word for it. As the state party said, and as the investigation showed, this was a process that was rife with errors and misconduct. Hundreds of people didn't get counted out of hundreds of votes in total. There was an entire ward where nobody knew who the ward delegates were. The whole thing went missing. I don't know. We still don't know exactly how they became to the determination based on that ward. The data itself was given to the other campaigns and they were allowed to edit it.
So that was the mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Fry, Democrat mayor there, speaking on the overturning of the primary win for Omar Fateh's win in Minneapolis. Now, bring that here to closer to home, where 37 Luzerne County primary voters used drop boxes for mail ballots from others. Again, that's a violation of law. The narrative out there in the comments to this, now the Citizen's Voice, the Times Leader, a bunch of them have now covered this story. And the comments for some is that, you know, it went from this never happens, there's no proof that it happens, to, oh, a whole 37? Well, if you dig into it a little further, it's more than 37, and I don't care if it's one. A total of 37 Luzerne County voters, not votes, voters, in the May 20th primary election inserted mail-in ballots from others in drop boxes, according to a review conducted by two election board members. Voters can insert mail-in ballots for others in drop boxes only if they get authorization on a designated agent form from a voter with a disability. Election Board Chairwoman Christine Boyle said she is not able to determine or know if the 37 voters received authorization on a form to insert mail-in ballot from others. Information gathered from Election Board drop boxes review went to the election bureau and could go to the county's district attorney's office. District Attorney Sam Sendogolce did not provide comment. Boyle said that she and Fazaro reviewed photos and video of the drop box in the lobby of the county's Penn Place building in Wilkes-Barre and the drop box inside the election bureau office in Penn Place. The drop box at Penn Place lobby was a new technology-enhanced box with front-facing camera and internal scanner. The only other drop box used for the primary election was in Hazleton. The board review didn't look at use from the Hazleton drop box. So they didn't even review the Hazleton drop box. Of the 37 voters who inserted mail-in ballots for others in the drop box, 31 inserted two ballots, and the others inserted three or four ballots, said Boyle. The 37 voters inserted the ballots at one time, she added. In almost all of these instances, the ballot appeared to be involved people dropping ballots with either the same family surname or the same physical address, Boyle said. So the fact that 31 voters dropped in two ballots, so that's 31 fraudulent votes there, and the other six dropped anywhere between three and four ballots. So use 3.5. It comes to a total of 58 votes. That may or may not be illegal. That may or not be fraudulent. We've had closer elections in Luzerne County. We've had closer elections in a lot of elections. So the narrative then went to, there's no proof that this ever happens, that there's Dropbox fraud or people are abusing Dropboxes, to a whole 37. Well, it's not 37. It's 58 votes, if you use the numbers they gave. 37 voters misused the Dropboxes, but you're talking as many as 58, possibly one or two more votes. And again, you're looking at the one Dropbox with the enhanced security. They didn't even look at the others. Or the Hazleton one.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's interesting how the narrative morphs and changes. And we don't know who these people voted for. We don't know who was the beneficiary of these votes. And again, because it had either the same last name or the same address, could it have been just, hey, an innocent mistake? I'm trying to drop off my wives or my husbands because you're going there anyway. You're going to walk by the place. But again, that's not the policy. So if we're going to change the laws to have drop boxes, you also need to abide by the laws, innocent or not. You know, if my daughter or my son or my wife tells me, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it to vote, can you go and vote for me? And I go and give my son's name, or my daughter goes and gives my wife's name, or my wife goes and gives my daughter's name, and votes. And they tell us, hey, this is who I want to vote for. Please abide by my wishes. And you do. That's no different than this. That's no different than dropping an illegal mail-in ballot for someone from your house that you shouldn't be dropping off. You're voting for someone that should be voting for themselves. And that includes dropping it off in a drop box. That is part of the process. It's not just checking off the boxes, circling the bubbles or whatever you need to do. It's not about signing it and dating it or whatever you need to do. It's also about properly submitting it. That's part of the voting process. And it's no different than somebody's family member of the same sex walking in and saying they're them, signing their name, and voting for them the way they wanted to vote. But for the narrative to simply go, there's no proof that this ever happens, when we showed Lackawanna County the last time their Dropbox, there was proof. They just didn't prosecute it. There's video evidence of people dropping off illegal ballots. And here again, we don't know if this is going to be pursued. But it went from there's no proof that this ever happens to the comments being, this is nothing. This 37? How is that going to do anything? And again, ask people like Representative Jamie Walsh. Ask people in local elections around Pennsylvania. They are that close. 58 votes, 56 votes, 60 votes makes a big difference, especially in targeted elections for smaller townships and such. So it is happening. Again, it's proven that it happens, not only a couple of years ago in Lackawanna County, but now in Luzerne County. And now the argument changes to, well, it's really not a big deal. it's not that many to make a difference. Well, we're either going to have secure elections or not. 37 people illegally dropping ballots shows that there's a problem. And you could say, oh, in the main scheme of things, of the millions of Dropbox votes that were made, I don't care. It's interesting that the box here that has the enhanced security with a scanner and close-up camera all of a sudden catches 37 people. And they didn't even check the others. Are we going to enhance security on every Dropbox? Are we going to do a forensic audit to make sure that there are proper ballots in there? And again, in the end, if you're not going to go after or prosecute anyone for doing it, then it's really not a rule or law to begin with. If there's no consequence for breaking it or violating it, then, you know, it's like a parking violation to where, yeah, you get a ticket, but you don't have to pay anything. Are you really getting a ticket? Is there really a law? Or can you just park whatever you want and you get an extra piece of paper? It's pretty much all it is, right? But it was interesting, mainly. And listen, 37 people, 58 votes. In some of our local elections, yeah, that might be a big deal. In the big scheme of things, on a statewide election or a national election, does that make a big deal? But how many times is this happening in other places? 37 here, 58 votes here, 58 votes there. I mean, how many polling districts does each county have? You do 50 votes per polling place. That's a lot of votes on a statewide level that could swing anything. So it does obviously happen. But the naysayers now says, well, it's just a drop in the bucket. It does. Come on. You're screaming about nothing. 37 voters for 58 votes, is that nothing? You make the decision. You let me know. Is it something? Single Dropbox was investigated. 37 voters, could be as many as 58 votes. Because some of those 37 voters, six of them actually, dropped three or four ballots. And then explain to me how that's no different, or it is different, than your daughter telling you, or you telling your daughter, hey, I can't make it. Can you just go tell them you're me? Sign my name and vote for me. You're violating the process. It's 4:21 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.